Governments and civil society organizations have over the years made attempts to control rural-urban migration. In the northern region, NGOs sprang up claiming to have the magic wand to wipe out migration from the north to cities down south, particularly Accra, for a number of reasons, but disappeared like mushrooms. Most of these projects, if not all, have failed to stop young men and women, mostly from rural north, from moving to the urban south. Some old Fadama returnees share their experience in this feature by our Northern Regional Correspondent, Mutala Issa.
Over 800 young men and women returned from Accra following the demolition of old Fadama about 2 months ago. Most of these young men and women have since returned to Accra, some of them within 24 hours of arrival in Tamale. Some returnees living in Tamale do have inspiring stories to tell about their sojourn in Accra. First is the Northern Regional Vice Chairperson of the Ghana Football Association, Mohamed Bakwal Hassan, who returned to make a huge impact in the northern region after getting frustrated with life in Accra.
Closely from 85, 86, 87, I laid my hand on so many. I worked, but I realized that at a point, things were not going the way I anticipated. A place to sleep was a problem. We used to share some small room with other colleagues and friends from other parts of the region. We had some friends from Boliga, a couple of those of us from Tamale and all that. So it got to a time that it was becoming a hell or a problem. But I decided that, well, I've not committed any offense. That warranted me to go and be struggling in Accra. So hence my decision to return. And fortunately, when I returned in 1987, I first of all went for military enlistment. And for the first time in a long while, that military enlistment took place. And I went to 6th Infantry. We were picked from Tamale, sent to Kumasi, Kwadasu, 2 brigades. 2 weeks for selection. Some of us were not fortunate, we were dropped. I came back, but still in Northland, just to have something doing. Then by the end of 1987, I was appointed as a pupil teacher where I was sent to Tolokomo, by then Tolokomo district, a community known as Lembanga. I thank God that, yes, having gone through all these trying moments, I've been able to actually impact something into the lives of others.
28-year-old Salma, another returnee, is now in her 3rd year in the University for Development Studies, thanks to the motivation of a benevolent woman she met in Accra.
I completed SS in 2007. I failed the maths, so I felt very, very frustrated. And a friend had to convince me. We ran away together to Accra. On our arrival, I worked in a chop bar for 4 months before meeting this woman who took me home to work as a house help. Then 3 years later, my madam made me write the matured student exams. And thank God, I passed and had admission to go to school. Now, as for Accra, no. I don't think I would like to. I wouldn't even advise anybody to go there.
Various programs designed to help young men and women acquire skills have failed to address the migration problem up north. In 1998, a retired nurse, Stellani Tori, and some activists founded the Girls Growth and Development, GIGDEV, to provide sustainable livelihood development to deprived rural communities and underprivileged young girls. Madame Stellani Tori thinks the exclusion of parents and the community in the design of any program meant to reverse the migration trend is bound to fail.
All the time we talk to the parents about just trying to encourage. When they come here, we tell them every market day or every other market day, come and visit the girls. Find out their difficulties and see how they are changing. That alone gives the child some joy that you care. And when they're about to finish, we call the parents again. It's about for them to finish. So we prepare a place for them to come and sit and do work. So yes, yes. So most of them, getting to the end of the training, their parents or the guardians already acquire a shed or somebody's veranda. And some people, the market itself, you go to find somewhere on market days, she will sit. So the villagers come in with their torn clothes and other dresses to make, they come to the church and they gain a lot. So we always create the awareness of parents to know that these girls or these children who have come is not for them to just use the way they want in the farm and give them out the way they want to friends to marry and all that. So gradually and gradually, those parents who have come here, they have understood and they have changed the manner they are doing, but we cannot reach every parent in every community. It's only when we go to broadcasting, to any radio place to talk about it. And it is a challenge to all NGOs, local and not local, for us to try to create the awareness and try to reach the people.
Now, how can the northern region then reverse the tide of the north-south migration? The regional director of the National Youth Authority, Shaibu Sublim, and his deputy, Ansa Jan, provide some solutions.
Youth unemployment, as you know, is prevalent in this part of our country, and so we have to address it. Apart from that, we need to bridge the gap between the town and the countryside, because the conditions in Accra are quite different from the conditions at the rural levels.
Education is important, and the type of education that we need to look at. We need to look at our whole educational system, that even those who have dropped out of school, may not tell they have dropped out, can still be useful, because no human being is useless. That person should be able to be on his own. If it's agriculture, we need to give our young people to involve them in modern agriculture.
As I travel across the region and interact with people from various walks of life, what I gather is that education remains the most crucial investment necessary for a change. It therefore behoves authorities and policymakers to provide adequate school infrastructure, teachers, and the right motivation to live in rural communities to these teachers. Parents and the community at large must be sensitized to the negative consequences of moving to Accra. Last but not the least, a traditional norm that allows parents to be the absolute decider of a child's fate must be changed to allow children to contribute in decision making. Until this is done, I'm afraid we will continue to remix this song, Till Thy Kingdom Come. From Tamale in the Northern Region, Mutalaisa for Radio Ghana.